Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
A teenager was wanted for a string of robberies at businesses in Philadelphia. Montgomery County has been caught and arrested. 19-year-old Marcus Netto, one of two suspects police say were responsible for nearly a dozen burglaries at businesses in North Philly and the Northeast. The most recent one was last Saturday when authorities say he robbed Shauna's restaurant in North Philly, holding her at gunpoint in front of her kids. And officials in Montgomery County say they've been looking for him for weeks in connection with at least two robberies at businesses in early April. Second suspect, though, still on the loose.
Police in South Jersey have a man in custody after they say he broke into a home and assaulted two people with a metal pipe. This happened just before 9 o'clock yesterday morning on Little Mill Road in Franklinville. Authorities identifying the suspect as 53-year-old Sean Hunsinger. Police say he kicked down the door of that house, though the man inside tried to stop him. Hunsinger then allegedly assaulted the man and a woman. She was able to get out and call for help. Police surrounded the home, calling in a SWAT team. And when Hunsinger did not comply with an order to leave the residence, they moved in. He was taken into custody around 11:30 in the morning. Hunsinger is now facing several charges, including armed burglary and making terroristic threats. The male victim treated for minor injuries. An investigation into just what led up to all of this continues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.